Well, good morning, and we are at the conclusion of GK Jungle. We've sang songs about the jungle, we've heard stories, we've gone down water slides, we've petted animals, we've held snakes. And more importantly, we've heard the story of Jesus, and we've finally come home from the jungle. And I just want to publicly say thank you to all of our staff and our volunteers who made the week possible. Our older elementary kids that were counselors, our students, our adults, our volunteers in the kitchen and with facilities and in the crafts and in the parking lot, and our security team and our first aid team. Our staff has worked incredibly hard. In fact, I think Summer, Amber, and our tech director, Nathan, might have slept here the last few weeks. But GK Jungle reminded me of the time that I spent the night under the stars in a jungle several years ago. Just to set the context, two of my college friends, Scott and Tanya, after they graduated from college, went on to become missionaries in central Mexico. And Scott and Tanya were creating a Bible translation for an indigenous tribe called the Pame people in San Luis Potosí in central Mexico. And as the church that I pastored at that time supported Scott and Tanya's work. So after a couple of years, the church decided to send me on a pastor visit to meet with this family. And the plan was that I would fly into San Luis, I would stay at their house, I would see firsthand their work among the Pame people. And around that time, my second son, Ethan, had turned 11, I think, and so I decided to bring him with me. So Ethan and I flew into San Luis. We visited the Pame church. We met some of the other translators that Scott and Tanya were working with. We met some of their friends. We stayed in their house. And then a couple of days before we flew home, Scott took us camping in the jungles of central Mexico at a place called Puente de Dios, Bridge of God. And there's a picture of Puente de Dios. It's a massive pool created by several waterfalls. And it's in the middle of this rainforest jungle. And so we spent that first night near the waterfall, sleeping on tarps under the stars. The jungle was filled with parrots and parakeets and macaws and spider monkeys all around us. I found out later it was filled with jaguars. Glad I didn't know that at the time. And the thing about Puente de Dios is that the waterfalls create this strong current in the pool, especially where the pool opens into the river that flows from the pool. In fact, a couple of years ago, they installed cables inside of this pool in order to hold on to if you're swimming so you don't get swept away. But when we were there, there were no cables. And on our second day camping there, some other campers came to swim in the pool as well. And one of the swimmers, a woman in her 40s, got caught in the current. And it started sweeping her down the river. And I didn't see it, but my buddy Scott jumped into the water and pulled her out of the water. There's no doubt in our mind that she would have drowned if Scott hadn't seen her and pulled her out and saved her life. The jungle can be a wonderful, beautiful place. But it can also be a dangerous place, a place where we need to take risks to help other people. During our time at a much safer jungle here at Glenkirk, we've been looking at the life of Jesus. At the start of VBS, we looked at Jesus going into the temple, and we learned that Jesus understood his purpose, just like we have a purpose. And then on Tuesday, we saw Jesus at the river at his baptism, and he learned that Jesus is the Son of God. On Wednesday, at the water, when Peter and Jesus walked on water together, we saw Jesus prove that he was the Son of God. At the tomb, we saw Jesus rise from the dead. And then on the road, we saw that Jesus makes himself known to us. And I'm calling this morning's message Encounter in the City, because we're going to see that Jesus tells us to share what we've learned with other people. He sends us to tell others. The life that Jesus shares with us is too good to keep to ourselves. It's too good not to share with others. And just like my friend Scott in the jungles of Mexico took a risk to literally share his life with someone else by saving someone from drowning, Jesus invites us to share our lives with those around us. So let's stand as we hear how Jesus' followers encountered him in the city from Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. This is God's word for us this morning. On one occasion, while Jesus was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around Jesus and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" Jesus said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." You can be seated. Jesus is with his followers in the city of Jerusalem, the same city Jesus had visited as a child when he went to the temple and he understood his purpose. We learned about that Monday. And now, as a grown man, having died on the cross and raised from the dead, Jesus is back in the same city with 120 of his friends. And he tells his friends to wait in the city until he sends his Holy Spirit to them. Waiting for anything is hard, whether it's waiting for dinner, waiting for school to end, waiting for this sermon to end, waiting for a test result, waiting for a text from your teenage driver that they've made it to where they were headed. Waiting is hard, but they were waiting for a good thing. Waiting for Jesus' promise to send his Spirit to be their helper. And while they wait, they have lots of questions. They ask Jesus if he's going to make some political changes. They ask Jesus about the timeline and the timing of God's plan. And that's what we often do when we're waiting, is we ask God questions. But Jesus didn't answer their questions. They weren't the questions that he wanted to answer. God alone holds the answers to those questions. And instead, Jesus reaffirms his promise that he will send his Spirit. And the Spirit will empower Jesus' friends to also become his witnesses. You know what a witness is, right? A witness tells people what they've seen and what they've heard. When a crime takes place, the police interview the witnesses to figure out what really happened. And a witness tells the police officer what they know, what they saw, what they heard. But a witness doesn't just tell people what they know when it comes to bad things. Witnesses can also share their experiences about good things. When I was a pastor at Azusa Pacific University for 9 years, I did a lot of student mentoring. And sometimes I would invite the students that I mentored to go to the rock climbing gym with me. As a member of the gym, each month I got one guest pass so I could bring anybody I wanted and they could climb for free. And over time, many of these students liked indoor rock climbing so much, they ended up buying their own membership. In many ways, I was serving as a witness, inviting them to come and experience something that I had experienced and that I found fun and that I loved, indoor climbing. In fact, the CEO of the climbing gym ended up getting wise to what I was doing, and he started giving me 7 guest passes every week so I'd bring more students. Once we know who Jesus is and he makes himself known to us, it's time for us to share what we know with those around us. We become not only Jesus' friends, we become his witnesses. And Jesus tells his friends that they'll be his witnesses where they are in the city of Jerusalem, and then in Judea and Samaria, and ultimately to the ends of the earth. Jerusalem is where they were when they encountered Jesus, encountering Jesus in the city. Samaria and Judea were regions just outside of Jerusalem. And the ends of the earth, well, they're the ends of the earth. So we start as witnesses where we are, in our own city, in our own community, with our own neighbors and friends and family. But Jesus also wants us to be his witnesses beyond that, outside of our neighborhoods, even to faraway places. In fact, that's one reason why Jesus gave us his church, so we can work together to be his witnesses. We can't all do everything, and we can't all go everywhere, but each of us can do something, and together we can work together to be his witnesses around the world. This is why Glenn Kirk sends missionaries in the world and supports missionaries to extend our witness in our own Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth. In fact, at the end of the service today, we'll be commissioning our Brazil team and sending them out next week to be his witnesses. GK Jungle's been an amazing week. We had 430 kids register, 150 counselors, 104 adult volunteers. Many, many students or children made decisions to follow Jesus. And we've seen that Jesus understood his purpose, that Jesus is God's son, that he proved he was God's son, that he died on the cross, rose from the dead, and makes himself known to us. And this morning we learned that once he makes himself known to us and we become his friends, he sends his spirit so that we can be his witnesses. That's what Glen Kirk is all about. Getting to know Jesus ourselves of all generations, from children on through adults, and then sharing that with other people. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this week, and we thank you for the many, many volunteers and staff who worked so hard to make this such an amazing week. We thank you for all of the campers who came and the decisions that were made. Father, I pray that the seeds that were planted would continue to grow and to sprout and to bear fruit. Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for Jesus. For we pray these things in his name. Amen.